send somebody through a Van Allen belt and get him back. And then I'll say, yeah, you got a big deal.
Horses are constantly trying to commit suicide.
What?
It's inappropriate, and it's wrong, and it's mean, it's bullying, blah, 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 all this other shit. I was like, oh my fucking God.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. We've got no Q here this week, Walt.
Uh-oh.
He's out being fancy. He's out acting like a colonel over in Kentucky.
Mm. Is he betting on the horse race? Does he know the ponies?
I don't think so. He's never mentioned it before. I think it's some kind of charity thing that he's doing.
Is horse racing becoming a thing of like a dinosaur? Is that like being phased out?
People are like, it's mean.
Well, not only is it mean, but it's like I don't think young people are into horse racing. I mean, I knew some old timers. My grandfather was into horse racing, had formulas written up and a wheel that he would like he would spin. There's like this wheel that he had. I couldn't follow what he was talking about, but he was so into horse racing. I just don't. I haven't met anybody since my grandfather who was into horse racing.
I went to this. It was like a some kind of party where all the Sopranos were there. It was a party that Mike was supposed to get me in and then failed, so I had to rely on Furio. And it was at the up in North Jersey at the – what is it called? Is it
– Belmont?
No, not Belmont.
Meadowlands?
Is it the Meadowlands? Yeah. Is it just the Meadowlands?
Mm-hmm.
And I watched – I bet on a horse. I came in dead last, and that's the only time I've ever been to a horse race or bet on a horse.
Yeah, there was a couple times for Mother's Day when my mother-in-law was alive that we all met and went out for Mother's Day at what's the one that's
– Monmouth Park.
Monmouth Park. And a lot of people did show up, but they say it's just for Mother's Day though. Like every other Sunday is not like this. But I'm like, what mother really wants to go hang out at a fucking racetrack though?
I mean, that's not usually going to be a little bit warm. There's a lot of people around.
Yeah,
it smells.
It's kind of like a picnic atmosphere to it.
You got guys doing karate in the intersections.
Yeah. But hasn't Monmouth Park folded yet?
No.
It's not going to?
No.
I thought it was.
Freehold folded.
Freehold folded.
Yeah. So they're Freehold's done?
Sunday yeah. Jeff just showed up.
Yeah,
where'd you come from?
I was waiting for my introduction. You know, so I thought I was just listening. Hello. I guess we're breaking etiquette this week.
What? Yeah, have you ever gone to the?
Twice. It's boring as shit.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's like
the horses. It takes about 2 seconds for the horses to race, and then there's about 25 minutes in between races.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you'll never see anybody more excited than a person who's winning on a long shot. I mean, holy shit.
Yeah.
I actually like the ones crazy. With the Meadowlands ones with the chariots or whatever.
Yeah.
The harness racing. They're actually a little bit more fun to watch.
Why?
Reminds me of gladiator days.
You don't think it's like a little bit more of a pussified way to do it though? Like rather than sitting right on the back of a 1,000-pound beast.
Whipping his ass, telling him to get going.
You know, you're just sitting in a sidecar like Robin, you mean?
Yeah. So what happened to Christopher Reeve whipping ass? And I was just, stay off the horses. Dangerous, man.
Nah, they're docile creatures.
Are they?
Yeah, they do seem pretty nice, most horses, you know.
until
they get a kick in the head.
So that's what happened.
Horses are constantly trying to commit suicide.
What?
Yeah, horses are just constantly trying to commit suicide. They're just always trying to find ways to kill themselves.
In what way?
It's,
what do you mean?
In the stupidest way possible.
They're just like careless, you mean?
Yeah, just stupid.
So they're not like
– Yeah.
They're not like jumping off cliffs or anything like that.
If they would, they could.
Self-harming horses.
I've seen them run straight into a fence that they've avoided a million times and just run straight into a wooden fence. And then they get stuck with a piece of wood and then you got to get the vet out there. It's just insanity.
Maybe you're just raising stupid horses.
No.
Could be. Well, look, we saw him fall in the back seat of your car.
I have, speaking of suicide, get him.
Yes.
I have a suicide of the week.
Okay.
The last one was, if you remember, Walt, it was Sarko, the sarcophagus out in the woods,
yeah.
Killing yourself. This is an experienced skydiver with over 400 jumps, appears to have leapt to her death on purpose. Did you ever do any skydiving, Sunday?
No.
He wants to, though. You said you would.
I would have done it. I would have done it.
You think you're too old now? You think you're past that cutoff date?
Nah, I don't think I'm too old.
There's a place right around
the
corner.
You said you would have done it, but like as if you're like, you know what, that time has passed.
I got kids now. You know, I need got to be around, you know? I remember for the life insurance policy, they asked you questions like that. Do you skydive? Do you do – it's like all risky shit. So I guess, you know – worry about your policy.
Did you lie or did you tell them you're a fucking maniac?
I told them I'm a maniac. I told them I'm a stuntman.
Did you tell them that you eat raw figs?
I do a podcast. That's even worse. They canceled me.
Denied.
You know, speaking of that, this is – if you like this episode of Tom, Steve, Dave, this is basically the all-new Sunday Jeff show, just minus Tom, who was here last week.
And I think people will be okay with that.
It's 100% less Tom today.
How'd it go last week?
Tom had a midlife crisis. Oh, yeah? He came in and
– he got his ball snipped. So, I mean, he's going to have some kind of crisis.
Do you think that – I didn't factor that into his – maybe that's why he is so melancholy and blue. Do you think he feels like he backed down and he made his wife happy by getting his nuts snipped and there's a little bit of –
oh, resentment now?
Yeah,
I remember clear on the story, even though he's told it 100 times, that the wife was the one who suggested, like, go ahead and get it done?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
That's
I could
a lot
be
easier.
Wrong, though.
Let's just call it that.
I'm sure right now he's gritting his teeth going, no, my wife didn't make me.
It was all my idea.
But does it? Does it lower testosterone or anything like that?
I don't think so. No. I think it's
supposedly
fine.
A lot easier for a male than it is a female to get it done.
That's what they used to do back in the day. They had the kids keep their voices higher when they were like choir singers, just cut the nuts right off.
Castranos?
Yeah, castranos.
Have you seen changes in Tom since he's had it done?
Does he sing in a high voice?
Falsetto. Yeah, but this is basically an all-new Sunday Jeff show.
It really is, yeah.
Right?
Led by Sunday. Usually we got some Sunday funnies where Sunday will tell some jokes.
Don't have any funnies at the ready, though.
No?
You should have some always at the ready. You should have some in your wallet.
Oh, yeah.
In case of emergency.
Yeah, like if you're at a party or something.
Like, you know that car that the sub-commanders have to crack open to launch nuclear missiles?
Yeah, I forgot the key to open the box.
Yeah, in your wallet should always be a little index card.
You're ready for some TESD funnies?
But anyway, so this was an experienced skydiver who fell to her death in what appears to be a deliberate action to end her own life. According to the company that took her up.
Yeah, because they don't want to get sued.
Right, that's what they're going to say. She was married, 32, had more than 400 successful jumps, was killed instantly when she crashed into a farmer's field. It's not being treated as suspicious because they think that, like I said, it was a deliberate act. She was mad for the sport, the unidentified friend said, and just 2 days before she died, she did 11 jumps.
That's a lot of jumps.
That's a lot. She must have done about 80 this year, he said. Okay, so 11 jumps in one day. How long does it take to get up there and then come down again?
Probably be a certain altitude to fly. I mean, to get up there, then come down. You got to repack. What if you have another parachute or you repack the one you have? Because, you got to get a new parachute or do something every time you go up.
Yeah, over the course of 8 hours, I bet you could do 11 jumps.
A lot of jumps,
though.
11 hours. I mean, 11 jumps is a lot.
I've been thinking about being because there's a skydive company in Alaire, and I would hear the planes go up like on the weekends, and they seem to go up about like every half hour.
It says here between 10 to 14,000 feet is about how high they get you up to skydive. It looks high.
Yeah.
When you watch skydiving.
It's pretty high.
Every once in a while, I would set up my little monocular, and I'd follow the plane up and then watch the people actually jump out. It's really weird.
She had problems.
Did you just see this little dot?
Doesn't say. Doesn't say about any problems. It's not being treated as suspicious, and her file will now be prepared for the coroner.
So how do you know it was a malfunction? Well, how would they ever tell if I mean, falling from that altitude?
Unless she left a suicide note. How do they know it was suicide?
Or maybe she left her parachute.
Well, either that or I guess.
Well, I wouldn't even let her out of the plane. Just going up, that the pilot would be just like, what are you doing?
Because if there was a malfunction, she would have had to pull both chutes.
Right.
The main and reserve. Plus, there usually is a altitude, like emergency backup in case you pass out.
She's pretty.
Good-looking gal.
So she had deactivated that, the backup, and none of the things were pulled. It would more than likely either be she committed suicide or she passed out.
Falling from that distance, I mean, what's left? Like, what would you find?
Oh, you'd still be – there'd be something.
She landed in a field. It was soft.
Yeah, she bounced off the ground, no doubt.
Did you see that guy fall out of the stadium yesterday? In Pittsburgh?
Oh, yeah. He fell from the second level or something. Oh,
it was fucking 30 feet.
Baseball game?
And it's like – it's on camera. Like, you see the base hit – bounce in front of the center fielder.
It looks like a dummy falling.
And then all of a sudden, you just see this guy's body fall and hit the field.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened to him, but it did not look good. It looked like he landed on his head.
I mean, you've been in – some of these stadiums got real – especially in the upper seats. It's got a real – the pitch is really far. I mean, it looks almost like if you trip, you're going over that glass.
Well, you shouldn't be able to get over that banister, though. There's no way an adult body should fall over that banister.
Well, even at the Prudential Center where we were there sat up top the one time – they have the glass, but I'm saying the pitch is pretty high. I mean, you just trip or whatever. If that glass isn't there, you're going over,
you
man.
You know that now that all stadiums are going to have to do something now to ensure that nobody can get fall over those.
It'd be glass all the way to the roof.
Yeah. I mean, here it is.
Yeah, 20 feet. It says he fell. Oh, wait. I didn't see him fall. Can you play that again? Get him?
I'm trying. It's this Fox News.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's like, was this a purposeful thing?
It looks like he jumps, to be honest with you.
Like he wants to get on the field? He's like, it's not that far.
Or he's drunk.
that's entirely possible. Yeah. All right. So here he is. Oh, there he goes. Oh, holy shit.
He definitely got up on top. You can see he was getting on top of the rail.
Yeah, that's rough. I saw that at a Devils game once. A guy fell over the concourse and landed on people below him. I don't know what happened to those people, but we were there and they didn't even stop the game. They stopped the game. Like, you know, and this was in 1990.
Well, he's on the field. They have to stop the game.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
He's like definitely hanging there. I mean, it's just like nobody stops him either. It's like, it's weird.
Has he?
It looks like he's leaning backwards.
Has he been pronounced dead? Get him, or is he
critically injured?
Critically injured. Oh yeah. Boy, you go to a game and you never think that's going to happen.
Break your neck or something. That's over.
Yeah, that's rough.
Like you go and you get hit with a puck or something. Like the statistically, the chances of that, like a puck hitting you in the face, it's like.
Well, now it has.
Yeah, it did. It killed him. It killed that girl.
It killed a tiny 10-year-old girl.
Yeah, that's why
there is nets all over the NHL now. But for decades there was no nets. You're like, you pay attention or you could get hit.
Isn't it weird how it takes something tragic to make people move their asses and as opposed to somebody being like proactive and saying like, you know what, there's a puck flying around at hundreds of miles an hour. It could go off the ice and hit somebody. Maybe we should put some nets up.
It changed though. How many years though it never happened though? Like
it
how
never
many
happens,
years
yeah.
The players are bigger, all the equipment, everything, the sticks are different. Yeah, it just flies off the, I mean,
those composite sticks are insane what they can make that puck travel at now.
Remember they had goalies without masks.
There was only one guy that could shoot 100 miles per hour back in the 80s and 90s. It was like Al Iafrady.
McGinnis.
McGinnis. That was it. And now it's like every fucking guy can now shoot at 100 miles an hour because of those sticks.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I remember I was watching a video on foul balls and how dangerous foul balls are in baseball. They set up a plexiglass shield and fired a ball. And Brian Gumbel or Dan Gumbel, one of the Gumbels, is talking to the people. And even if they're fully paying attention, sometimes they didn't even were able to get a glove up or their hand up in front of their face. And it's crazy. Like, you know, how fast.
They've kind of eliminated that now, though, with
I don't watch – does baseball do it too? Is there
They have netting up and behind now in a lot of areas.
Yeah.
Not every area though.
Yeah. Like I think when this video was made, like it was very rare. Yeah.
It was always behind home plate. I mean, as far as I remember, I just didn't know if they do it down the – down third and first base if they have nets now.
Mm. Sunday Jeff, I was wondering about you because I know you're into airplanes, that kind of thing. Are you also into rocketry?
Like you following space rockets?
This Blue Origin thing. Were you following this?
No.
No, you didn't care?
No.
Wow.
I don't even – do we even have a space program anymore?
Yeah, we have a whole bunch of rockets going on.
I don't think NASA is NASA actually doing it. We have manned people that are actually it seems like they gave up after the space shuttle program.
Well, I mean, when you've got billionaires, doing it better.
Are they?
Well, I mean, they haven't lost any astronauts yet, have they? NASA can't say the same. Can NASA say that they haven't lost anybody?
Yeah, but I'm saying how many times have they gone up? I mean, they've had a lot of success. Look, there's going to be failures.
Just recently.
There's going to be failures. Everything's got a trial.
Every person on the ISS has been up there, has been put up there by private.
I don't know.
Just recently, those two astronauts were stuck in space for how long? Was it like 6 months or something?
I think 9 months.
And
nine
I heard that months? It did shit to their body, too, that yeah. They may not revert back to their normal state.
Yeah, one was in a wheelchair.
Elongated their heads and shit.
Yeah, that's what people are saying. Like the ladies, face looks so different when she got out of that rocket or whatever.
Living in what's it called? An orbit? Is that called? Or when you're in free? No, what's it called?
Zero gravity.
Yeah. For that long, it changed your cranium.
Maybe that's why those aliens look like that. Hey, could be onto something here. Yeah, could be onto something.
If you're married to one of the ladies that goes up into space and she can't get back down, can you overlook the fact that now her head is now elongated and looks like
two arms on the side.
can you overlook that, or are you just kind of like, you got to wear a hat, honey?
Yeah, I'm sure we could overlook
that. We got to get you a new hat.
Yeah, just like and the hat only covers just like it's a small little – it's like those little hats that you got ice cream for when you were a kid. Yeah. Tiniest hat on your head.
Yeah, it says right here they were stranded in space for nearly 9 months after an initial 8-day mission.
Oh, 9 months? They couldn't get to them?
9 months they couldn't get to them. And then finally, a private company, SpaceX, did it. They went and got them.
And which one is SpaceX? Is that Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Or which is the one that Bezos has?
Blue Origin.
Blue Origin?
Yeah.
What does that mean, Argent?
Origin.
Oh, Origin.
Yeah,
oh,
sorry.
Okay. Yeah, it was a Boeing craft they went up in, but they weren't sure of its safety. But it did actually land safely.
Can you imagine having that much money that your pissing contests are between billionaires are like, well, I got out to space farther than you did.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's come down to. There's no way to measure their dicks on Earth. They got to do it out in space now.
Do you not remember during the 90s when all the billionaires were going up on balloons?
Yes.
And they were like, you're trying to get around the world faster than the other ones were?
Nothing left excites them, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, they're literally having to take it off planet to show how big their dicks are.
Stupid.
All that money that they're spending on that.
It's scary how much money some of these people have.
It could be spent so much in better ways.
Now you're sounding like everybody else that's been – because I was wrong. I was wrong about this Blue Origin, this ladies' flight.
Why?
Everybody's against it. Like I was talking initially, like I think not last week but the week before, about how like there were a couple celebrity women who were like, it's – like you said, it's a waste of resources. It's a waste of time. You're going for a ride. And then it really it blew up and people went after Katy Perry, like Burger King – Or Wendy's, rather. I'm sorry. Wendy's. Like they were like somebody posted like Katy Perry's back from space and Wendy's posted like send her back.
Whoa.
And then but she took it like as if they called her a cunt or something. She was her sources were like it's inappropriate and it's wrong and it's mean. It's bullying. Blah blah blah. All this other shit. I was like, oh my fucking God.
Well, I heard after we said, why are people upset about it? I saw some people correct us on why we were wrong.
To not be upset?
To not be upset.
Okay.
Was one of the things that Katy Perry did, which I was like, oh, I didn't know that, was like she used the opportunity to talk about her new album that was dropping.
Her tour dates. Yeah. She held up a little – you couldn't even read it.
Oh, she did this in space?
She did it while she was in space. She spent so much time looking at the camera in space. She's holding up a daisy. She's holding up her tour dates. Like all this shit. It's like it's nuts. You're only up there for 11 minutes.
Man, I would love to go up there for 11 minutes.
Would you?
Sure.
You wouldn't be scared?
No. Well, who is this? The Amazon one?
This is the Amazon one.
Well, his just like barely gets into the crest of space, right? It's not really like going deep into space.
I still
would love to do it. I would still love to do it.
I want to see somebody get beyond the Van Allen belts. Then let's see how big your dick is. Okay? Let's see you get past those belts, you two fucking douchebags.
You do hyperspace.
Send somebody through a Van Allen belt and get them back. And then I'll say, Yeah, you got a big dick.
We've been through it. Don't get to take a look
right
at our
now,
heads.
I know what you're doing. You're just sending people up into the fucking safest part, barely space, and saying, you know, and then put puffing your chest out and being like, oh, look at me. Look what I can do.
How big my dick is.
Yeah, but you, I want to see you get past those belts. Because nobody really got past those belts.
Ever been back to the moon?
I see this as like when one of those millionaires or billionaires goes out and like shoots an elephant somewhere. And it's like the elephant that they actually need to kill, like for the rest of the herd. And they get like that prize shot of them like
that happens
the elephant.
So frequently.
It does. It happens a lot.
Does it?
Yeah.
Billionaires killing elephants that need to be killed?
Yeah. Like there's in the herd, there'll be like an elephant that's too old.
Okay.
And so they pay the conservation place a lot of money. They go out and shoot it. And then they end up using that money to reinvest in conservation efforts.
You're about 10 years out from being
an
elephant.
You know any billionaires? You still have that elephant in the room.
Dangerous
you
animal.
You have that elephant in the room hat. You could be standing on his chest with your foot with the gun in there. It's like, I did the herd a favor.
TSD presents a canned hunt with Get 'Em.
Documentary.
They were also criticizing the way I guess, like, I don't know if it was AI. It looked real to me. But when their capsule finally, like, hit the ground, which was weird because, like, when you see the way Musk's rocket picked those people up and then brought them back, it's like it lowers down until it gets to, like, this stage where it clamps on.
Yeah.
Where these girls came down in one of those pods with a fucking with a parachute.
Yeah. Old school.
And I guess what happened was – they were supposed to wait so Bezos, because he had this special wrench. Yeah, and
has ever used a fucking wrench in the last 30 years, right? When has that motherfucker ever use a wrench when he has 1,000 people?
With wrenches.
With wrenches ready at the ready. But he's got to have the photo op.
Get him. Can you possibly find
it? It's gold.
Now, please.
Did you see him fall?
Yeah, so I saw that video.
Can I please put a caveat out there, though, all this bashing?
Okay.
If the wind changes in between this drops and the tide changes and now they're for Katy Perry and all this shit,
right.
Just give us a week. Don't bash us because next week
we'll flip-flop.
We'll do the flip-flop and make sure that we're back the other way.
I couldn't believe it. Like in this world we live in where it's all like girl bosses. Yeah. And then a bunch of girls go up there, but then it's like, no, you're a bunch of rich bitches that have privilege. Like, because they are saying like, they were saying like, hey, you know what? This just goes to show, you know, as a female, you can do it too. It's like, yeah, if you're friends with fucking Jeff Bezos or.
Hey, remember when William Shatner went up?
Oh,
he was like in tears.
Right there.
That fall was almost as good as mine in your backyard, Walt.
he's going around to the side to and then he falls down.
That was Bezos who fell?
That was Bezos who fell.
Oh, fuck it.
And he had his special wrench that he was supposed to open the capsule with, but Katy Perry opened it from the inside. So you can see the door open a little bit and then close again. And then he uses a special wrench.
Yeah, it deserves every bit of fucking
no, don't open up the door.
Ridicule that it got on the internet. Yeah, that's when the internet was – yeah, we were wrong.
Totally wrong.
I hadn't done really a lot of work investigating on it, though, before we talked about it.
I didn't see the you're wasting resources coming, because I guess Katy Perry was a whole big like climate change person 2 years ago, and now she's flying around in space with her buddies.
Even if you just funneled that money that you wasted on that trip into research for a disease, it would be money better spent, I think.
You might cure the disease, depending on what it is.
You might. But even if you don't cure the disease, I still think it's money better spent than flying around.
Just a joyride into space?
Because that's what they were like. I mean, at one point they said to Katie, one of the reporters says to Katy Perry, she said, congratulations on being an astronaut. And she's like, thank you very much. It's like, you guys aren't astronauts. Like the steps you have to go through to become an astronaut is a lot more than knowing Lauren Sanchez.
Yeah, somebody I saw online, somebody was real snarkier than I am, was like, oh, well, if Katy Perry's an astronaut, then I'm a deep sea diver because I just stepped in a puddle. Very snarky.
This was directed at you?
Not at me. Oh, okay. I saw it. I
didn't know if it was somebody right
into
us.
I like this guy.
Directed at her. I'm not that snarky. I can't go online and be that fucking. I can't write jokes and.
So it's just a joyride. Basically, it's just a joyride.
What do you think it does to the, like, if it changes your skull, do you think it affects other things in your body?
Well, like, that's, I mean, look at the outfit you wear. It's nothing really special. It's just a jumpsuit. That's not what they wear when
they're like
when
they form-fitting, go out. Yeah, sexy, like jumpsuits.
They're in special outfits when they go.
Right. Do you think it affects their time of the month and everything? Do you think they still get their cycle?
It's like floating around up there.
Do you think it does any of that shit?
I mean, for the amount of time that you're in space, what are they only in there for, like a minute or two, right?
Could you conceive in space, you think? Moonraker did it. Remember, he got busy in space.
Sure did. But he conceive.
Just like a Moonraker.
007. Keeping the British end up, sir.
Do you think you can, though? Do you think sure, it's possible? Why not? So what would you
except
be when you got home? Like, what would the baby be, though? If you, I guess it has to be. It wouldn't matter, right? Where you conceived, it doesn't matter. It's where you're born. Where
I mean,
matters.
It depends how well right, you were stuck in space, though,
how long
for 9 months.
In space, yeah.
That kid's coming out with one of them banana heads.
And what happens if it does? Like, what nationality is it?
That's a good point.
Right? Is it the first space baby?
Wherever it lands.
Oh, that's good, too. Wherever it lands. I would think it would be the first, even like, have no country of origin.
Right.
Which would be very unique.
Like how when some people are born, they're like, I'm genderless. They just have like an X on their birth certificate.
Yeah.
Where were you born? In space.
Man, yeah. Allen belts.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was born.
The moon.
Yeah, this looks like Charlie's Angels, like the stunt women from Charlie's Angels. Those films.
It really does. It doesn't look real, them sitting on those boxes either. Like it looks photoshopped.
The same boxes you guys stood on in Comic Book Men.
Yeah, right? Those Apple boxes.
Do you think you have to be of certain body type to go out in space because they all have the same body
William
type.
Shatner
all,
went
they're
up.
They're all slim. Yeah, William Shatner
he was,
did
but
go
I'm
up,
saying
yeah.
At least he was like kind
he's
of –
he's a little rotund, right?
Yeah, but I say at least when he got back, he was just like amazed. He was like, you know, he was like kind of
– he was like blown away.
Yeah,
he was crying.
Like,
he all be appearing at the
he was not putting
the Pensacola
up
Pensacola fucking comic book convention.
No.
I'll be at Star Trek Con.
There he is.
I'll be in a booth by Ming Chen.
He must have been at least – I think he's almost 90 or he might be older 90. But he had to be in his 80s when he did this.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive. I think Strahan did it too. Didn't Strahan go up?
Michael Strahan.
Yeah.
Well, that was – he did that flight just before he met with Chuck, who gave us COVID. So that's why I think we had space COVID.
Why are you on mic this episode? Because last week you weren't on mic. You chose not to have a mic. And now this episode you
maybe because he
you made sure you had a mic.
Maybe because he thinks it's on an all-new Sunday Jeff show. Yeah. This is still TSD. Cut that shit off.
Making COVID jokes fucking 4 years later. Thank you, get him.
Talking about herds. The facts that people want to know.
Damn, I lost it. Oh, no, here
what
it is.
What you looking for?
Speaking of Ming Chen, he has a new business.
Mm.
He also has – I want to wait till Q's here. He also has some new stand-up that we have to go over. So probably –
stand-up?
Probably next week. Yeah, he's done – he did stand-up in New Mexico, and then he did it again in Alaska just recently, like within the past couple
you
of days.
You have audio of it?
I have audio of the second one. I'm still waiting
how
to
long is his set?
One. I don't know. Let me see.
Better than a Sunday Funnies?
No. No, it's not.
Yeah, if I had to guess, ooh, I'd say no, probably not.
That's funny, just looking at him. Imagine having a comic book man one of them.
Let's see here. I got it somewhere. Okay. It is
open it up
5 minutes and 25 seconds long.
That's
so he did
5
minutes.
All right. Yeah, that's I would like to listen to that and break it down on an episode of Tell 'Em Steve Dave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll give him props. If it's funny, it's funny. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll admit it.
Absolutely. So he has a new business. If you want to promote your business, this I guess if he's at a con, it's called 10 Minutes with Ming. And it's not what you think, Sunday Jeff.
He goes up in SpaceX and shows a card with all your information on it.
It's a unique opportunity to take the main stage with Ming Chen at Northern Fan Con 2025. So I guess like, you know, where they normally do the what was it called, moderated panels and stuff. Ming will take you up, and with your business, you for $125, this is what you get. 10-minute recorded segment with Ming on the FanCon main stage, featured on Ming's channel, FanCon's channel, and your own copy of the full episode, plus your individual segment to share wherever you like. Whether you're launching something new or just waiting to get out your story, this is a high-energy, high-visibility moment you won't want to miss. And with video content getting more engagement and conversation than conversion than ever, it's the smart way to stand out. Spots are extremely limited. I am curious to see how well he did.
Limited, huh?
I really doubt they're highly limited.
Limited to how many cards you're doing.
Don't forget to mention that 10 Minutes with Ming is sponsored by Dan Gowan of Century 21 Energy Realty.
Now, yeah, did exactly. Did he ask you to promote this?
No.
No, okay.
No, I just happened to see it on his Instagram.
He may.
There he is.
He might make more 10 minutes the other way.
He might, yeah. He probably would, yeah.
More than $125, I'm sure.
If he would just sacrifice his dignity and honor.
What's he holding, a bag of peanuts?
Yeah.
What
is that? Some kind of, it must be a local snack to wherever he is.
It's like, who is this guy? Why is he holding a bag of peanuts?
This guy used to be a Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
That fucking award, that trophy should be fucking
rescinded, huh?
Just like – who was that? Who was that in the 80s, that
Miss Millie America? Millie Vanilli?
Deep Throat?
The Miss America who got her crown taken away?
Yeah.
Vanessa Williams?
Vanessa Williams,
yeah.
Vanessa Williams Ming right now. Or that fucking board who awarded him the Maverick has no credibility in giving out trophies anymore.
So you should they should convene an emergency meeting, and you're going to present this evidence to them.
And it says at the opening, it's a picture of Ming eating some kind of snack with, I guess,
it looks like he's going to the
20th
circus.
Century first.
Don Gowan, yeah.
Don Gowan's behind him. Get this legend.
Who's Don Gowan?
He's from Century 21 Energy Realty.
I think
Come on.
I think he might be in this with Ming somehow, like he's promoting him or something.
He's sponsoring it.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Sponsored by, duh. Get this legend to rep your business, podcast, or product for $125 at Northern FanCon. So I guess he's going to see how it goes at Northern FanCon, and then from there he'll make his decision as to whether
it was either this guy or that sleazy lawyer that's on every bus stop bench.
Right, yeah.
I still don't understand the snack pack in the photo, though.
I don't get it either.
It was the only photo Ming had available.
I think Don's getting $125 yeah. And Ming's just getting the snack
Ming's
pack.
Ming's getting the snacks.
Old Don just hoodwinked fucking Ming. I'll pay you in snacks.
Yeah, I think.
Who is this again? Who is this guy holding this bag of peanuts or whatever?
Is it peanuts? What is it? Cheese fries, it says.
The bag's as big as he.
No, cheesies.
Cheesies?
Hawkins cheesies.
Dude, you're not kidding. The bag goes from his waist up to above his face.
You know that's going to be like you go to his studio, he's going to have a whole fucking corner full of those bags
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Is this the product of, you know, it took a while, but is this the fallout of the breakup of I Sell Comics and the shared
he's
universe?
He's reduced to this.
How long has Comic Book Man been with you?
Oh, a long time.
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Yeah, this is concerning. This is not concerning like Bill Belichick concerning, but it's still concerning.
This guy's got his like, Dad, who is this guy? He's a celebrity. He was on a TV show.
Wait, is there a logo with Ming in there? Oh, no, that's the FanCon logo, right? The two-man. Yeah. I thought that was one of those was Ming.
Wow. Yes, let's say it is.
We got to get Dan Gowan on the line. Can you call Dan? I'm going to call Dan Gowan right now. While we're podcasting, you got an ad you could do while I'm calling Dan?
Yeah, sure. Manscaped. Did you know that one man every hour is diagnosed with testicular cancer Sunday, Jeff?
Whoa.
In fact, it's the most common form of cancer among men ages 15 to 35. April was National Testicular. I don't have updated copies, so we're going to have to go with this. I'll just go on to this, talk about the bundle, which is a special edition bundle from Manscaped that not only helps you keep fresh and well-groomed, but also supports an amazing cause. Meet the TCS Ball Hero Bundle featuring the special edition TCS Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra and special edition boxers, all designed to keep you feeling comfortable, smooth, and confident. Join the over 12 million men who have trusted Manscaped and use code TESD for 20% off plus free shipping at Manscaped. First up in this bundle, you have the Lawnmower Ultra. The trimmer is both cordless and waterproof, making trimming a breeze. The foil blade, crafted to transcend the boundaries of your typical trim Sunday, achieved with the trimmer blade. This foil blade is designed to keep you with a finish that's irresistibly sleek and utterly bare. Ah, like that. Let's see. You can also bring this trimmer wherever you go, too, thanks to its wireless charging capabilities and travel lock feature. You can perform simple routine checks at home while enjoying Manscaped products you use every day. But hurry, there's a limited supply of these special edition products, and they won't last long. So get your bundle while supplies last, and let's help raise awareness for testicular cancer together. Get 20% off plus free shipping with promo code TESD at manscaped.com. Manscaped.com/TCS to learn more about how to check yourself. Manscaped, get 20% off plus free shipping on this deal at Manscaped with promo code TESD at manscaped.com. Use promo code TESD. And that is it.
Wow. It went straight to voicemail.
So. Oh, no, really? Yeah.
Ming, was Ming the voicemail? Hi, yeah. This is Ming. I'll do this for another 120.
You reached Dan Gowen.
Another 125 bucks. Now I do the answering machines too.
Have you seen that story that blew up on the internet this week?
What story is that?
Well, it's kind of the hypothetical question. That,
the 100 gorillas?
Yeah.
Dude, it's everywhere. I wrote it down. I was like, I promise we won't talk about 100 gorillas versus one guy.
It sounds like something that would have come up, though, on Tell Them Steve Dave, though, for like years ago. Have you heard about this? To take the internet by storm, somebody just pondered, could one silverback gorilla take on 100 men and win?
No weapons? Just regular?
Yeah, it's just hand-to-hand combat.
They'll fuck them up.
Who?
The gorilla.
100 men. Well, it depends on who the 100 men are, I say.
I mean, if you try to storm the gorilla and try to, like, just get on
top
of him.
That's really the only way you could do it.
It's just, I mean, but by the time he's going to rip you apart, man.
He's got jaws, too, though.
No,
he's
but I'm just saying, do you know how strong a fucking gorilla is?
I know, but
yeah, they said it could lift like a ton or something.
Coconut,
4,000 pounds.
4,000 pounds, it is.
But if you had
4,000 pounds, so how many? Say each.
You lift
each
a car
man.
Up,
right? Exactly.
Wait a minute, though. You haven't heard of my 100 men yet. Ian McGregor.
Oh, now, but now you're picking. You're
Ken
picking.
Shamrock.
What decade is this?
Andre the Giant.
Who's dead?
Hulk Hogan.
Who's 71?
Bob Backlund. Anybody who was a champion in WWF, like anybody who ever held the belt once. What?
I think they did this in King Kong. If I'm not mistaken, there weren't the guy
tug of war.
He just pops the band off his arm. He's like, what a man. And then he gets destroyed. He's just toying with him.
Steve Austin, not the Bionic Man, but the wrestler. But if you just took all the greatest MMA fighters, don't you think you would have a pretty good shot at winning, though?
Honestly, I don't think there's anybody crazy enough to even do it.
No, of course not. But that's
right
why.
Off the bat, that tells you your answer.
Well, if it was done, like it had to be done. It just had to be done. There, like it just for whatever reason, just
like, aliens come down and this decides the fate
just
of the
for
earth.
For whatever reason, you have to give up and say it's happening.
What are you going to do to the gorilla, though? I'm saying, like, I think what would you
100
do
people
to the
is a lot of people.
You would have to somehow, like I said, if you're able to get him down or whatever, and then you're gonna, who's going to get the arm around him to choke him or him?
Yes.
Have you ever been to the zoo?
They will lose about 40 to 50 men, I think, in the process. But I do think that 100 men, just a sheer number of men could probably suffocate him and hold him down with that
many
guys.
All he's got to do is do that. Right off the bat, that's deterrent enough to not be like, I'm out, bro. I'm tapping out right now.
The gorilla's force is one of the strongest bites.
Yeah.
Why he's
the strongest in the animal world.
Yeah, why you're trying to get him, he's got half your arm in his mouth.
But also the problem is for the men is you have to get close enough to him in massive numbers to the pylon has to be – immense. You have to have like 60 guys on just a big fucking mass of humanity.
I'm in the back.
See,
of that
I think
group.
What you got to do though, no, Sunday, no, you're up you front. Can't. I'll tell you why. Because they're going to take all, like, they're going to take like 20 people, 30 people who can't really fight that well. They're not like your Shamrocks and Andre the Giants.
If they're MMA fighters,
they're gonna,
they could fight.
They're going to put them up. Okay, even if you put your weakest MMA fighters up, they're not going to do
no
it. They're not going to do as well. What's that?
There are no weak MMA fighters.
Well, I mean, compared to like the Shamrocks and
okay,
the other
right,
guys,
right.
You know, like the true champions.
Yeah.
Like Leland from Dog.
You're going to want to put your weakest guys up front so that you'll get some collateral damage. You're going to get some guys killed, but they can at least jump on the gorilla and try to like pin him to the ground with their sheer weight, you know?
You got Mike Tyson?
Do you have any?
You have that fight? Fucking Mike Tyson.
Do you think a punch from any person on this on Earth is going to do anything to him? He's just going to be like, "What do you do?" It's going to be just like, "What are you doing?"
No, you're
gonna
piss I don't.
Him off. Gonna, it. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be like he's going to.
He
have
can't.
You ever been to the zoo? Have
yeah,
you ever
of course.
Seen
I've been to more zoos than you've been to.
Okay. Well, then you should know better. Their head That's, is
– Have you – the question is, have you been to more zoos than I have?
It doesn't matter how many zoos. Well, I've seen a gorilla.
It does matter. If you're bringing it up, it matters.
I've seen a gorilla, and I've seen the size of the freaking head of a gorilla.
I've seen a gorilla too, and I've also seen Ken Shamrock. And if you have 100 of him, like men like him, Tyson, Hulk Hogan –
you're talking not now.
Jimmy the Superfly Snuka.
Gorilla Monsoon.
I'm telling you, you get the biggest and baddest fucking boys that are available. Like time, like in the – let's say in this imaginary scenario, they're all alive and in their prime. I still think 100 is a lot of people. It can only bite one person at a time.
It's true. It is true. Doesn't mean like, he's going to be biting.
Like the first guy.
And you got to catch him first.
You have to be insane to be one of the first to go in and be like, let's get him, guys.
All he's got
to
do is like, just start
well,
grabbing him.
I think it's.
Rip it. So as soon as he rips one person's head off, the other ones aren't even going to try to attack him.
But that,
right, like somebody's arm
to.
Goes yeah. flying by.
It has to be done. And I also wonder, like, would they have make them fight nude?
Oh, so he couldn't grab their
like
clothes?
Like the gorilla, because that would be a big disadvantage. I know you're supposed to have no weapon. You're supposed to be just like the gorilla. But you know a gorilla goes for the fucking genitals all the time.
Rips them right
so,
off.
So, I mean, I would at least let the men fight clothed.
Would you rather- how fast that sucker's going. There's no way.
But you're talking about you don't realize how many bodies 100 bodies is, though, to get through.
You said 4,000 pounds.
They can lift.
How many people? So even if those people weigh 100 people and they're 200 pounds apiece, that's 2,000 pounds.
Evander Holyfield got his ear bit off. He still beat fucking Tyson's ass. So
he wasn't a gorilla.
It doesn't matter. You can – somebody's going to die. But with that amount of humanity, all with a singular purpose of just subduing this creature –
like somebody,
man has
could get on all fours,
man
the other
has
guy
always bested
over.
Beast.
Because of smarts.
Right.
And because of doing, you know, creating weapons that can.
You can't
protect
use weapons,
them.
Though.
Well, that's, you know. Yeah. That's the thing. That's the kicker, isn't it?
But with that much, like, how many pounds do you think 100 dudes of that caliber weigh? If each person weighs 250 at least.
Yeah, so you're talking 2,500.
Some weigh 300.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's still not, he just said he could lift 4,000 pounds.
Oh, wait, that would double. Be 10, so it would be 25,000.
Yeah. That is a massive amount of weight that this gorilla will have to get off of it. I'm not saying that it's going to be pretty. It's going to be fucking ugly. It's going to be brutal. It's going to be grisly. It's going to be it's NC-17 content for sure.
You think?
But I still put my money on man.
I don't know.
That many?
We're watching a goose chase a gorilla away.
He's been sissified.
Yeah.
And it's a silverback, they said, too. But let's say it's an average silverback. It's not the biggest silverback.
It's like midlife, not fully grown.
It's not an old silverback, but it's also not one of the.
It's not in his prime.
Yeah, it's not the big dog. Of the summer.
I don't know.
You know, it's not the alpha.
Is there a poll? What's the verdict?
I think most people think the gorilla's going to win.
The gorilla's going to win, yeah.
It's pretty – I mean, 100 people, though, is a lot, though.
It is.
But you're right. There would be a lot – I mean, for that to happen, there'd have to be a lot of sacrifices.
Yeah.
What do you do, though?
What's your move?
Like, what's your move? Like what do you do to
I think you've
to
got,
try
I think
to,
you've got to – you got to cut oxygen to the brain.
I'm saying most people probably not going to be able to get their hands
first.
Around his neck. So you
why
have...
not? Why not? You don't think that Andre the Giant could get his arm around
here?
That?
Look what he just did to that poor thing.
That's what he'd be doing to us.
But don't you think Andre the Giant could get his massive arms around that neck and
he's
squeeze?
Pretty big. Andre the Giant's pretty big.
You got to make sure Andre's got to go last to get his. This is like taking on Thanos.
So that's your Trojan horse. Is
it? Andre's got to be number 100. So when a 99 are able to wrestle that gorilla down, he's got to get his arm around the gorilla.
We can only hold him for so long. Get him
and squeeze. Until that gorilla can't breathe, and subdue it into unconsciousness.
Take a lot.
PETA might have a problem with this.
Just to prove a point.
It's for the herd.
But I think you discount. Ugly. If you just throw in just average Joes, that gorilla is not even going to take 5 minutes to take on 100 average Joes. But if you throw our biggest and baddest asses at the gorilla, I think our baddest asses would.
Still
win.
Madness. I don't know.
Brains, dude, have a little bit of strategy.
Like a punch from one of those guys.
Well, gorillas punch, though.
But I'm just.
I don't know. They just look like they're punching each other.
Just
before.
One swat from that, it's got to be just like your head's going to come off your body.
Yeah, I guess.
God forbid he gets a hold of you.
Yeah, it's over. You know, that's when
like I said, there's going to be mass casualties. But he can't beat all of them. That's just numbers is just – it just like, – look, if army ants can take down a gorilla, you know they can, right?
Yeah, with guns.
No.
No, I'm talking about insects.
Well,
why a gorilla runs from a fucking swarm
about fire
of
ants.
Every animal runs because the sheer numbers, they can't beat those little ants. The sheer numbers of human beings, it works just like those ants.
I never heard of ants running away from –
You've never gorillas. Seen that. Get them. Am I right?
Fire ants, maybe.
Sorry, microphone's not working.
Right. You know that like any creature is going to fall.
No, you said ants. You didn't say any creature.
Any creature. Yeah. Even an elephant with enough ants covering it is going to fall down and die.
Well, it's because they're being envenomated.
Yeah.
So, but that's technically a weapon.
Yeah. They're being poisoned.
Yeah.
They're being bit.
But by the tiniest creatures on the planet, though.
Could you bite the gorilla?
Sheer numbers is why. Yeah, you could use your teeth.
You can use your teeth.
I'm not sure you get to that fur.
Yeah,
that's true.
So
probably get a mouthful of fucking insects or something.
Yeah.
All dirty shit and everything.
Bites and crap.
I'd like to think, though, that.
You think man would do
man,
it?
Man
huh? comes victorious?
Man would triumph. In the sheer face. I mean, look.
No Tom Brady.
It's a bloodbath.
No Tom Brady.
It is a bloodbath. No, Tom Brady's not a fighter.
He's an athlete.
Okay, if I'm going to pick any football player, Ray Lewis.
He's got a fucking machete.
Brian Urlacher. All linebackers. Lawrence Taylor. LT. Come on. He broke Joe Theismann's leg like it was a fucking dry twig.
Joe Theismann ain't no gorilla. Gorilla's bones ain't no like – more like an oak tree.
Bill Belichick's the coach.
All right, boys. What's going to do? You got Mickey from Rocky as the cut man?
There's no fictional –
go ahead, get him.
No fictional characters. No actors. No actors like – no Sly Stallone. Okay, yeah. He looks – you know, the part, but he's not really a fighter, though. It has to be real deal
fighters.
Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris, yes. Bruce Lee. I would take him as one of my 100. Who else can you think of that, like, is a devastating fighter?
Mr. T.
No, that's an actor.
He was a bodyguard.
Yeah,
he was a bodyguard
for
a long time.
Yeah, it's not a fighter, a bodyguard.
Clubber Lang.
Like, again. No Hollywood characters Sunday.
Rocky was
Treat
not a documentary.
Treat this with the fucking dignity it deserves.
Well, you're talking about wrestlers. I mean, those wrestlers are – you're talking about MMA
careful,
guys?
Careful. Do you call wrestling fake now?
That's
real.
You're saying like people that are trained to fight, you know? Okay. I'd get like somebody who's in Special Forces, Navy SEAL.
Jack Reacher.
But they all – Hollywood character, 148.
Okay.
But those Navy SEALs are trained
hand-to-hand
with guns,
combat.
Knives. Yes, no, there are some hand-to-hand combat, but I don't know if they have the physique that's needed, though. You need big, strong, thick men.
Then you want a sumo wrestler.
I would take a sumo wrestler.
Yeah, you could probably get a bunch of sumo wrestlers. It would be way harder
that
to knock them down.
Different story. Got 100 sumo wrestlers?
Now you're coming around, yeah, right?
Well, you're talking about a lot of beef at the table, bro.
Just look how big his ass is, that gorilla. Yeah. It's crazy.
See how fast they move, though? It's crazy for such a big creature. They're so agile.
Yeah, but
it's crazy.
I still think you just – 100 people is a staggering amount of people.
You got to distract them. You get one of those big
– I think he's going to be distracted when he's fucking sinking his big teeth into someone's head.
When people are charging at him.
Yeah, I think that's enough distraction.
Yeah, so he stands on his back legs and starts beating his chest.
Like King Kong?
Yeah, I think a lot of those they'll be running the other way. I'm out, bro. I'm not even going to attempt it.
No, I think they're committed. Everyone's 100% committed to the
– What does the battlefield look like?
Just a grass field.
It's like a football field.
A football field.
Okay.
It's a lot of space. A lot of space for that gorilla to move around. There's goalposts there, too. He can start swinging and shit.
His arms literally look like trees.
It's crazy.
Like the way he's standing there like that.
It's unbelievable how strong they are.
Yeah, they are stronger, yes. But the sheer numbers of them, the weight alone. If you can get that gorilla down.
Even are strong as hell.
Yeah.
If you can get it down, though. And get a whole bunch of people on top of it.
Just smother
them. Can you get them down? That's the thing.
Yeah, that's the trick. Yeah, that's the rub in the whole thing. Can it be taken down?
Just like dogpile them and try to see if you get it. Like, oh, I don't know.
You wouldn't even be fucking in the top fucking billion of
give him the rope to go.
Yeah. Like
we're not going for fucking
maybe they don't
auto
maybe
workers are not maybe that's the drafted the into this.
Maybe they don't hit the handicap.
Podcasters and auto workers are not going to be fucking drafted.
Be like this. You want to hear some Sunday funnies? Maybe it'll be all rope and dope them a little bit, and then everybody can get on.
Could you find? I think you could probably find 100 people crazy enough to be like, I'll try it. I'll do it.
No, I think it has to be.
Like the jackass type guys?
The fate of the planet has to be – it's like do or die, and it has to be big time consequences for not giving it your all. And look, people have – throughout history, though, men have walked into fucking situations where they knew they weren't going to live and wars and shit. So it's not beyond the realm of possibility that – you could convince, like, do or die situation. Yeah, I think there's guys who would be like, yeah, I'm fucking ready to die for my planet or whatever needs to be done here.
Oh, what about that guy Butterbean? He punches pretty hard.
Butterbean.
He's old.
Big dude. Big dude. Even in his prime, though, I think he's just a fucking giant target. I don't think he's quick enough
the
to
Rock.
Yeah, The Rock. There you go. Forgot about The Rock. He's an actor, though. Jesus, there.
He's a wrestler.
I said no actors.
He was a wrestler first.
I know, but he's more known for his acting, though. I think at this point, I think Hollywood got to him. I don't know if he's capable anymore of bringing what it needs to be done.
Most of those wrestlers went on to have acting careers.
Yeah. Like I said, though, we'd only take champions, though, from the WWF. Bruno Sammartino, remember him from the 50s?
Anytime you bring him up, I always think of us at Wildwood and his picture on that pizzeria wall.
Yeah. The black and white photo.
Yeah, yeah.
Iron Sheik.
The Iron Sheik, yeah. Macho Man.
Yeah. Why didn't you get rid of him? Ric Flair? That'll get him over there.
Oh, there you go. 100 WWE superstars versus one gorilla, and then they have all the people. Oh, yeah, we didn't consider women in this.
Rhea Ripley, yeah.
Sugar Ray Leonard.
Boxers, yeah. But he's a lightweight, though. You want heavyweights. Muhammad Ali.
Larry Holmes.
George
Foreman, rest in peace.
George Foreman, yeah. Tyson. Vander Holyfield.
Didn't Kareem Abdul-Jabbar train with Bruce Lee?
He did.
Yeah,
he's got the reach. If you can keep him.
He did. You're right.
Just a couple,
But his arms are like twigs. It's like the Wicker Man coming towards you.
And you don't want to talk about it probably because you felt like it had been played out already?
Yeah. By the time I heard about it, I was like, wow, this is overdone. Everybody on YouTube was talking about it. Everybody on Reddit was talking about it.
Oh, so what?
Yeah.
No direct answers? Nobody?
Hey, I agree now. I agree. I just didn't think people want to hear more gorilla talk, but Sunday Jeff enlightened me.
I agree with Sunday, though. It's going to be a tall feat. It's going to be a tall feat. And there's going to be a lot of funerals.
It's going to be a mass grave.
But I think, though, that
steel cage match.
At the end of the day, though, that's just too many people to overcome.
See, I think it's steel cage, and the gorilla has the advantage because he can climb.
Yeah.
And just hang off the top and just fucking just bash people's heads in.
Thunderdome.
Swing somebody else into somebody else.
That's the problem is like one punch to the gorilla is going to mean nothing from
exactly.
a human
you
probably.
Would have to, that's what
one
I said,
punch from the gorilla, though, or one swipe is going to like knock you right across the cage. Yeah,
break a leg, break an arm, mm-hmm. you're down.
Knock you out.
Yep. And then, it's not even assuming that he can make a weapon out of – he'll rip someone's arm off and just start beating other people with it.
Beat you with your own foot.
I mean – I think they could rip an arm off of
you know this
to.
Is going
to
be a movie.
100 guys versus 100 guys versus a gorilla.
Yeah.
Be a good video game.
It's going to be like a cheap to direct Ooh. Video.
Right.
Movie. Like cocaine gorilla. Gorilla gets a hold of cocaine, so they send 100 people after it to retrieve it. Oh, what was that movie that took place in a building?
Die Hard. Oh, that one?
No, there was
I think there's a lot of movies take place in
that one.
No, it was a famous movie. It was like different floors that the guy had to fight through.
A guy had to fight through. Asian movie, right?
Yeah.
Fuck, what was the name of that?
So I'm saying the gorilla's in a building and they send the, he can't get out and they send 100 people
send
in.
John McClane in?
Yeah.
Okay. Arnold. Oh, would Arnold be somebody who would make your cut? Prime Arnold?
But he was an actor. He's a bodybuilder. Wasn't a fighter.
Prime Lou.
Yeah, but most people
Lou
know
Ferrigno?
Him. A lot of people know him as an actor now.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, but Arnold's big though. He was massive.
He was.
Not so
he
much
was.
Anymore.
He was. I'm talking about his prime.
I would think there it'd be go, better showing him now. Yeah. Like if they all fought, like now, you have all these two people fight the gorilla now.
I want to ask you. I rarely bring up sports because I'm not educated that much, but. I am interested in this Bill Belichick
This
stuff. What is going on?
Concerning.
Now, look, as a man with a much younger wife, I know people look at me and are like, what the fuck? Sometimes, you know, like when I'm out in public, people have to be like, I thought that was her dad or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is insane.
Why?
Because he's not only is she so much younger, like even younger than him. I mean, younger than me and Mary Beth, but the way she's – I mean, look at that bitch face she's got going on. She's very involved in this relationship. And, like, I saw that she now owns $6 million worth of real estate despite having nothing before. There's she's doing a lot of talking for him, it seems like.
Before this interview even happened, though, I was telling Rupp one day. I was like, I saw this video of Belichick, and it's taken from the stands at North Carolina State. And it's like it's not a practice, but it's some sort of on the field activity that's going on with the players. And she is leading him around, and he's got the shuffle going on.
Weird.
And I go, I wonder if he's in the early stages of some sort of dementia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very, very early stages.
Right.
You know, because he just had that kind of walk going on, and she was the one on the field, which is super unusual that just like his girlfriend would be on the field when this is a man who commanded the field
right.
with the utmost respect of both his players and the rest of the league. Like now it has his girlfriend kind of helping him to various places that he needs to get to on the field.
Right.
And this was before the interview. Now after this interview, it blew up.
Right.
You know, and I remember telling Rupp, I was like, I think, yeah, there might be something going on, early signs. And I said, and you can't hide that shit when you're.
But he's coaching a team, though.
Yeah. As I said, you can't hide that. Like when the season starts and you have to meet with everybody before the press, before the game and after the game, you're not going to be able to hide that. It's going to come out. So I wonder what they're going to do. And now with this interview here, I mean, it came out literally a day later. Now people are concerned that like he's.
Something's going on.
Something's going on. And
how old is he?
73.
Oh, he's that old, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't think he was that old.
And I know he's been known to wear
what
the ratty
fuck?
Clothes.
I thought that too. Yeah.
Like he cuts his sleeves, and that's kind of been his his look.
Mm-hmm.
Goes for the bedrock look.
But that's and even Rupp said to me, I said, don't you think it's weird that he is dressed in this? Now, I understand that's been his kind of like his –
character.
His vibe is like, you know, I'm not a fancy, I'm a no-nonsense kind of like nuts and bolts kind of dude. I don't dress up and everything. That's not what I do. But that's on the sideline. This is an interview. I don't understand why you would show up with a moth-eaten sweatshirt.
Yeah, I didn't understand it either.
Makes no sense. Yeah, that's what he would do on the sideline.
Yeah, that's regular.
That looks appropriate.
Yeah, but when you're in a CBS morning news interview, I don't know why you can't wear at least wear the sweatshirt that doesn't have a hole in it.
Crawled out of the dumpster.
Because it looks – right off the bat, it's like, well, is this a fashion move or is this a move of somebody who doesn't
– like he's like, shit, I forgot my clothes.
Or like it doesn't even realize there's a hole in it. And the fact that she would like shut down questions from the reporter.
Dude, when she was like, we're not going to talk about that from like off camera.
Yeah.
I was just like, if we were doing a podcast, something that I could edit out and Mary Beth interjected in the middle like that, I would be like, are you out of your fucking mind? Like, what are you doing? Like, no, I can handle it. I don't need you. 24-year-old.
This is a man who has handled his business for 70-plus years, you know, winning multiple championships, conducting millions of interviews.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, his girlfriend is dictating what he will and won't talk about.
And he's trying to pimp a book.
Is he?
Yeah.
Did you watch the interview?
Watched some of the interview. And right off the bat, the first question that is – makes you go, maybe something's not right, is he asks about being fired from the Patriots and Kraft firing him. And he goes, no, it wasn't. I didn't get fired. It was a mutual parting of the ways. And then he goes, well, Kraft said he fired you. And then he just stares at him and like helplessly, Belichick just stares at the reporter. Is like, no, it was a mutual parting.
Very passive. I noticed that too. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, like –
there wasn't letting no like he said
flat
that
as well. Yeah. Like flat. The response is so strange, and he even has the weird curvature of the lips going where he's smiling inappropriately,
right?
Smirking inappropriately at things that you're like, there's no reason to smile at this.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but the rumor is that she comes from a world of high end escorting.
Really?
That's the rumor on the internet.
Hung around with Kraft.
I'm not starting that. Yeah.
Well, she was a cheerleader for a while, right? Wasn't that the whole thing? She was a cheerleader.
Maybe in high school.
Oh, I thought she was a cheerleader for a different team. Wasn't she a cheerleader for a different team?
That's what it says here.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
An NFL team?
She cheated on her husband with Belichick or whatever.
Really?
With a 72-year-old?
Yeah, that would be rough, right?
He looks pretty good over 73. Physically, he looks pretty good. You know, he doesn't look like your average 73-year-old guy,
He's definitely got the cheerleader legs.
Play some deflatable.
I thought she had no pants on at first when I saw the interview.
But it's going to be interesting because you can't hide when you're deteriorating.
Oh, I know.
You cannot. Especially when you've got a room full of reporters who are like, well, why did you
We're looking
this?
For it.
Yeah. And what went into this decision making? If you say the wrong thing or you start going off on a tangent and it doesn't make any sense.
Right. You're done.
You're done.
See when the season starts, how that coaching goes.
I don't know what North Carolina is. Is that a Division I or a Division II school? I don't know if he's playing the best schools or he's playing, in a.
Was that his choice or did anybody from the NFL?
NFL did not offer him a job.
Yes, yeah, so NFL.
After this,
the
I don't think they are offering him a job. I think the dating
so
of the 24-year-old.
So no NFL team offered him to.
Atlanta gave him an interview but didn't hire him.
Isn't that weird though? So then maybe they do know something. I mean, it's just weird. Why would you not take one of the winningest coaches,
Division one,
even at that age?
The baggage that comes with it now with this girlfriend.
Was she with him during this whole time?
She's been around now for a couple of months, right?
No, yeah. I'm saying at the end of this, like before all this, before he was,
when he
got
fired.
The Patriots, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she was in the picture.
But
yeah.
I'm saying during that offseason, nobody from the NFL, I can't believe nobody would have offered him some kind of contract.
They say it's
a
1-year
contract.
They say the game has passed him by. I don't know if that's the case. I was an owner, I would definitely want
him. Give him a shit, right.
Yeah, I mean, he's fucking done everything and more than the guy you're hiring. The only thing that would be a problem would be the age.
Yeah. It says they met in 2023.
How old was Marv Levy?
He was old. Levy?
Yeah, he was old for the Bills.
For the Bills, yeah. He was an older dude. Most NFL coaches now are much younger.
Yeah.
They go in a much younger man now to lead.
Going in a different direction.
Yeah. Well, they feel that they can identify more with the younger players. I mean, Belichick.
Well, it's just
– Well, I mean, well, who's better than Belichick? He's fucking dating someone younger than his players. He's got to know what they're interested in.
What's my Twitter handle?
Now, does this – does this tarnish his legacy?
Sure.
Is he one crazy girlfriend story away from people remembering him
– For the crazy girlfriend?
For the crazy girlfriend rather than the 7 Super Bowls. That's what could happen here. Like if something really fucked up comes out.
And she sets a house on fire.
Yeah. Like people are going to be like not going to remember him for all the rings. They're going to remember him for all the fucking craziness that he was involved in towards.
I mean, maybe he's not getting the job offers because they're like, look, if this is his decision-making process, yes. It's off.
Yeah.
It's off. And we can't trust him to make good decisions on the field.
Yeah. I mean, the truth be told is I know nobody wants to hear it, but if he wants to bang 20-something-year-olds, he could do it. But just don't date him.
Yeah, you don't have to date him.
And don't put him on your arm and let everybody know that you're doing it.
Don't do cheesy fucking Instagram pictures with him. Yeah,
only you can do that.
Yeah. Like, yeah, because now it's affecting everybody's perception of you, and it's
– Now, whose idea do you think that photo was?
But I'm saying maybe you can go into a little bit deeper. Maybe this is one of the reasons why Brady left too. Could be some of these issues too. That
he to dress up like a mermaid.
No, I'm just saying. Stuff that you know, I mean, you see what's on TV, you see stuff on the field. You don't know what goes off the field. You don't know. Right. You know what I'm saying? You have no idea what's going on. And he maybe thought, but like, this is it for me. I gotta move on.
Well, he came in with a ratty sweatshirt.
And they're not
going to
tell you that.
No.
He's doing crazy play calling. He's dating 20-year-olds.
Well, he hired a defensive coordinator to be his offense coordinator. How fucked up is that? That should have been the first signal that something was really off.
Well, the best defense is a good offense.
Right, but he hired
– He's a visionary. He sees something different.
I can't remember the guy's name. He's got a beard. He puts a pencil. He was a coach of the Lions. He was terrible. But he was a defensive coordinator for Belichick for years, and he hires him and says, you're going to be my offense coordinator, and he's terrible at it and fucks up Mac Jones's career basically. Because he has a fucking defensive coordinator calling the plays for offense. Can't remember what the dude's name is.
God almighty.
Charlie Weiss, Josh McDaniels, Freddie Kitchens.
No, he's coach of the Lions, defensive coordinator for the Patriots. I can't remember what his name is. He's a terrible – he was a fiasco in Detroit, though.
I don't know, man. Looks like things going south real quick over there.
Poor Belichick.
Matt Patricia. Didn't even have to look it up. Just took me. I'm fucking faster than your fucking Google.
And I can't see.
Man, I can't even see.
Actually, I didn't Google. I just remembered the name.
I didn't Google it. I remembered the name. It took me a while. I can see his face. I can see that stupid pencil behind his ear.
I start worrying about you. I remember it takes you to start dating 20-year-olds.
If that's a pencil.
This is the last story I had, and it's another weird, sexy story about – let me see if I can just pull it up here or if it's going to give me a hard time like it fucking always does. All right, there you go. Florida woman Sunday, Jeff. Florida nurse caught by her husband having sex with her 15-year-old stepson. Now, this is usually teachers, right?
I guess
usually teachers that
– Nurses are exempt, I guess.
that you have problems with the students and stuff. The reason that this story stuck out really for me was Florida nurse was allegedly caught by her husband having sex with his 15-year-old stepson, her 15-year-old stepson, his son. And the reason that she gave was because he reminded me of what you looked like when you were younger. Who the fuck wants to hear that? no reason is better than that reason.
That's caught on the fly. Me like humming, humming. You're just searching. You're just yeah.
Something I can
she starts
say
calling
that
his name out. Oh, I thought it was you.
Well, I think you're right because it does like sort of be like, well, I was thinking of you.
Yeah.
You know, while I was doing this other thing that I shouldn't have been doing with your stepson, and she's not a bad looking lady. Again, like totally normal looking lady.
Yeah.
What's the son look like?
Is she going to jail now?
They didn't show him. I don't know.
She going to be charged? She should be charged with some sort of crime, I would think.
What's the rules in Florida?
So the dad came home. The unsuspecting father and husband came home from his blue-collar job to discover – they have to throw that in there too so you know it's even worse. Not even at a job you like.
discovered his wife and son on the couch completely naked. The 15-year-old ran out of the house but allegedly heard Yates claim that – that's the lady. The child victim looked like his father when he was younger. The father then drove his son to his grandparents' house telling the boy he ruined his life while drinking beer on the way over.
Now, how do you reconcile with your son though?
Oh, boy.
It's a tough
one. How do you navigate Thanksgivings and Christmases in the future now? Like, well, how do you do that?
You were technically there first, so it's a dominance thing, I would think.
There you go. Yeah, she's charged with a felony, lewd or lascivious battery with a victim age 12 to 16. She pleaded not guilty.
But that kind of betrayal.
Really? Not guilty.
It's tough to.
That's worse than like seeing your best friend or something.
I would think.
Like blood.
I would think so.
Right? And young, too. So it's like, wait a second. So it's not even with an older guy that's your age, roughly. It's with – not only is it with a kid, but it's with my kid. It's like – it's fucked up on a couple different levels.
Oh, yeah.
So the father was a linesman.
A Lions fan?
Linesman.
Oh, the Wichita lineman?
Well, he's a linesman for the county.
He's sadder than that guy.
And according to the teen, Von Yates' arousal stemmed from not having sex in 2 weeks and she was on her period. That's what the teen victim told cops.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
they were watching the movie The Terrifier.
I had to do it. Well, that's always in the mood movie.
Well, how do you
fire? Yeah, people getting ripped apart.
How do you make it up to your dad? Get him if you're that kid.
Yeah, take yourself back to when you were 15.
What do you say? Like, do you get him a gift? Do you get him a watch? Do you get him something he's always wanted?
Oh,
what do you do? Do you give him
Sherinati?
I don't think Hallmark makes a card for that. that is a toughie.
It would be.
Maybe you have like a body.
Do you think you could mend the bridge? Do you think build the bridge back? Do you think you can get back to where you guys were after that kind of?
I think time heals all wounds. Yeah. So
you do?
I think you both take a stance of a mutual blame it on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you got to poison the well big time on her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the first thing you say? I don't know why you married that bitch.
Well, you got to play the victim for sure.
Yeah.
You got to really be like,
she drugged me.
Yeah, I didn't want to, but she kept like. Well, it did say that she was doing this stuff, like she was putting whipped cream on her tongue and sticking it out at him and, being playful and flirty. Yeah.
Mm.
So I don't know. I don't know where you go from there.
I tried to tell her no. She's 15 year old.
You're weak. You're weak at that stage.
And it's a stepmom.
It's true. Well, she looks like she's in.
She doesn't look too happy there.
Yeah, her mugshot doesn't look the same as her picture with the makeup.
No.
Well, the
she's got a football player neck too.
Yeah, she does have a wide neck, doesn't she?
Maybe I might enlist her again on my team that's going to take down the gorilla.
So have sex with the gorilla. Then the other guys can jump on him. Entice the gorilla.
Can we do a Puck Nuts, a little segment before we sign off?
Oh, do we? Yeah, I guess we could.
We got to talk about the Devils.
Are there any more ads?
Nope, that's it for ads.
The Devils getting ousted. The season ended this week.
Oh, you knew that. I knew they were.
Yeah.
You did not think they were going to go farther.
Now, tell me if this is weird.
I hate Carolina. I can't stand Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina's been a fucking thorn.
We were at one of the worst possible games in their history, and it's tough to watch.
Carolina has the Devil's number, but tell me if this is weird. So every year when the Devils get eliminated, whether it be they don't make the playoffs or they get eliminated in the playoffs, almost a sadomasochistic, is that the right word?
Mm-hmm.
Move is I will watch the entire post game, and they're usually a lot longer because it's a wrap up and they're saying goodbye, and I'll get emotional.
Really?
It was a great season.
No, not for the team, but for the they make you, they kind of convince you that they're like, thank you for spending time with us.
Yeah, he's condoling you right now.
Teddy just jumped on the table.
Just like, what's going on up here? Talk about Devils? Hey, you got my thing. Now you got my interest. Instead of gorillas
upset,
and shit.
Daddy.
It gets me like in the heart when they're and they're saying their goodbyes and they're like, well, we're not going to see you guys again until the fall. And it really can choke me up a little bit. And I wonder what that's – it feels like I'm saying goodbye to friends.
Well, some of the players will not be back.
I'm not talking about the players. I'm talking about the talking heads. And I think that's weird, right? Like, what's going on that I'm getting emotional that I'm not going to hear Danico until October?
That might be okay. I can. So it's just, you know, I look at it as like, look, they made the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
They had a, you know, a pretty good season. They kind of like tailed off at the end. I mean, they were really struggling. I didn't at one time. I mean, when they were talking about the Rangers are only a couple points behind them, the Islanders are only – I mean, they won the kind of games that they needed to win, but they just weren't playing the same style of play. And it's just like once they got in the playoffs, they're decimated. They had a lot of injuries, and it's hard to get those other players up and try to find the right line combination. So – and I said before we were on Mike, I told you about what – you know, you saw the post-game with Keith. He was just saying, it's like, look, this is – these are the tools that he has, and these are the people that he has, and you know, you have to make best, and hopefully you get, you know. But even if they got past the first round, I don't think they were going to really make a splash this year. But I mean, they definitely need to retool. There's definitely some things they need to do on the offseason.
Speaking of retooling, what do you think of the Giants pick? You got your quarterback of the future. Are you happy?
We'll see.
He's rolling eyes.
We'll see. It's just, you know, it's more than – I mean, it starts with the quarterback, but you know what? You need an offensive line. That's the one of the most important things you need. Quarterback ain't worth shit if he ain't got no offensive line.
What'd you think about the Sanders drop in the draft going going from potentially being number one to falling all the way to the fifth round?
They said losing $10 to $30 million in the process.
Yeah. And
show them what you made out of.
Going to a wasteland, barely an NFL franchise in Cleveland where they quarterbacks go to die.
Is this? Did they do it to him because he was being such a flashy show-off and stuff with the chains and the
– I think that there was a lot of red flags in terms of his mentality.
I'm Deion Sanders' son, so therefore –
yeah, and you're – you, as the quarterback, you need to be able to lead the team and not be and not stand out as like look, I'm here all by myself. I'm that fucking flashy and everything. Right. Where you need to be able to like bring all both sides of the ball together and not be a polarizing figure.
Show that you play as well as your father did, and then you can start talking.
Yeah, but I'm very curious to see what he does in Cleveland, man, because Cleveland is just dying for anything, success of any kind and with the Browns.
I don't understand. It's like all these years, like all the draft picks and everything else, like even like now you see Kansas City finally turned their teams around and they're actually, you know, they won some Super Bowls now. It's like Cleveland just never – and the Jets, it's another one. It's just like how do you get these teams to turn around?
You draft a fucking generational talent in Patrick Mahomes, but that's the difference. Like Patrick Mahomes
mm-hmm. –
he's that good where he could act a fool the way with like, you know, like I'm going to make rap videos and I'm not going to practice.
Right.
If you win.
I'm going to arrive in a hot air balloon.
Yeah, you can do all that crazy shit.
I don't think they're saying that after the last Super Bowl.
But he hasn't won anything yet, so you can't do that.
Right.
You have
that
to.
Makes sense.
Yeah, you're going on a job interview basically and you're telling teams that you don't even want to play there.
Yeah, you got to prove. You got to prove yourself.
And that's a red flag, I think. It's like if you don't want to play here, so what's going to happen when the first bit of adversity hits? Mm-hmm. You know, he cost himself a lot of money.
Isn't that what Eli Manning did?
Well, Eli Manning did it.
He didn't want to play for
San Diego. He didn't want to play for the Chargers, but he didn't. But he also wasn't making rap videos.
He wasn't
pompous.
Yeah, well.
He wasn't like.
He is now, but he wasn't back then.
I should hate the guy. I should hate Eli Manning. But, man, he is hard to hate. He really has a sense of humor. And he
has
a great personality.
They are pretty wacky.
Wasn't Shador walking around with like a pocketbook full of $1 million?
Pocketbook?
Yeah.
Like a coach pocketbook?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, the only thing I heard was that he had a chain that was worth about $100,000 on.
Yeah. I think he's prioritizing. I think he knows it now. I mean, if he hasn't learned a lesson now, then he's never going to learn it. But he prioritized all the wrong things, though.
Sorry, it was a Louis Vuitton bag with $1 million in it.
That's great. What's the matter with this country, man?
They all got like hats on and chains with dollar signs and shit and money. Yeah, it's just ugly. You know, like who wants to see?
I don't especially know if
you're unproven.
I don't know if it's ugly. Isn't so much it shows. Well, it doesn't even show. It's a flag. It's a red flag that you can't be trusted to make sure that you're the CEO, basically, of a company as the quarterback. You're the face of that franchise. Do you want the face of the franchise to be like a party animal?
Right.
You know, it's Johnny Manziel all over again. We haven't seen this guy play professional football yet. He may be able to fucking walk the walk and talk the talk and also party like it's 1999, as Prince said, and still play fucking lights out. I don't know. That remains to be seen, though.
Not too many players that were successful doing that.
No. I mean, I think wide receivers can have that flamboyant personality.
Oh, defensive backs.
Yeah. But the quarterbacks usually don't have that kind of lightning rod personality. It's
supposed to be like nice and steady.
Right? Yeah. Calm and steady. That was your Puck Nuts minute. I think it was more than a minute.
Yeah.
We never really answered your question, which was like, is it weird that
is it weird that I get like, and I watch it to the bitter end, even though there's really nothing to hear, that I'm not going to hear anything that I don't already know.
That's why you do it, though, because you know it's over until next season.
Like a torture.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
Do you spend a lot of time with these guys during the season?
Yeah, like, you watch the games.
Now he does. Courtesy of FUBU.
But yeah, I think it's weird, though, that like I almost like it's like a television show ending. It's like a series finale.
Mm.
You don't know if the whole cast is coming back because blonde true. Girl didn't come back.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know she wasn't coming back. And I didn't even get to be like come to grips with like, holy shit.
I kind of feel the same way. Sam Rosen retired permanently at the end of the season. And it was kind of touching.
Did you have tears in your eyes?
A little.
There was a lot of people wanted her back, though. There was a big
Erica Wagner.
Yeah, right? They made a big stink about her. But I'm just saying that.
Yeah, tell him, Steve, Dave. This is treading into ISIL college. Erica Wagner got mentioned.